It's Thursday, the 26th, 12-26-13. About to wash your hands of the year 2013, move on into 2014. It seems like only yesterday when we talked a great deal about the changeover from the year 1999 to the year 2000. That sort of comes back into my mind because...
Remember the seriousness of
Y2K?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was going to fall apart.
The whole world was going to explode.
It was going to change. There's, speaking of explosions, Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
Who's our Queen of Sheep, along with Jennifer. And yeah, I keep wishing people a Merry Christmas.
Why not? It's still
Happy
season.
Year. It is the season.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
only
so speaking...
A few hours away.
Of that... What? No, the, well, Christmas... Christmas past was a few hours ago,
right.
And the new year is just a matter of moments away, and then we'll be thinking this time next year how quickly the time flies. And don't you really, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, think about what this year holds in store for you, really? Don't you wonder?
Yes.
And it's even though it's arbitrary, because it's just another day, really, what does today hold for you? You don't know. Are you living in the now? Are you living in the past full of regrets and full of things that you can't do anything about? Thoughts that don't go anywhere because what's done is done. What's gone is gone. You're here now, living in the present, and maybe there's something you can do about the future. If you're playing your cards right and working well, the future will take care of itself well. And I think the people who have concerns about the future, and who among us doesn't, really, what is that all? How does it play into your psyche? Does it ruin what you're... If you're worried about the future, how can you enjoy today? Enjoy today, please. Enjoy the camaraderie of your family, the things that you got yesterday, the good food that you ate.
Today's Boxing Day.
It is. I never really understood the significance of that. That's not really what it's about. Roberto, you want to explain what Boxing Day... It's called Boxer Day, not Boxing Day.
No, Boxing Day.
Boxer.
No,
it's boxing.
Boxing Day, ING, Doug.
Boxer.
Two against one.
Yeah, okay.
No, Boxing Day, dear.
Boxing, it's, boxer.
It's actually a British celebration, though they celebrate it in some, like, British colony countries, like South Africa, for instance, celebrates it, and
yeah.
Bermuda celebrates it. It's the day following Christmas, obviously, and according to Wikipedia, it says that's when servants and tradesmen would receive gifts known as a Christmas box from their bosses or employees.
After the fact.
Because
they weren't worth the consideration. It reminds me of an episode from Downton Abbey, in essence. Yeah, really.
Or they send their gifts to the FedEx like I did, and you guys haven't gotten your gifts yet.
UPS.
Yeah.
The UK,
no,
Canada, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa.
Both UPS and FedEx had a lot of trouble.
Oh, really? I thought it was just UPS.
Nope.
FedEx, too?
FedEx, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're blaming
it on
the weather.
It just shows you how many people are shopping online.
But you know what? They've taken your money, and the idea was that stuff gets delivered before Christmas, and it hasn't. So you need your money back. That's what you do. You go back to the store. You go back to Amazon and say, I want my money back. That's it.
That's Amazon's fault.
Yes, they hired UPS and FedEx to do the job.
Who are they going to hire? The Postal Service?
Roberta, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, you bought something at Amazon. They agreed to deliver it. And you didn't sign a contract with UPS. You signed a contract with Amazon.
Okay,
or
so
whoever
the
provider was.
The next step is Amazon's going to start its own delivery company. You watch.
Maybe. Well, that's what the drone thing was all about.
Yep.
And under the circumstances, UPS has failed. Giving themselves a black eye, whether it was the weather or... But most of the things, if you really dig into the statements that were made by UPS and to a lesser extent FedEx, they admitted that they had too much business and they couldn't handle it all. That's really what they... And it is another testimonial to businesses getting too big, too arrogant, too... They're just... Isn't enough competition. You're right about the Postal Service. The Postal Service doesn't deliver anything. I get my mail now at 8 o'clock at night. That's when my mail gets delivered.
That's pretty bad.
It's not annoying. It's ridiculous. What are you paying for? Everything's a day late. So you can't, if somebody sends you a check, you can't negotiate until the next day when, if the mail was delivered when it is supposed to be delivered during the business day. Anyway, I don't want to turn this into a crab session because it's the day after Christmas.
Sounds like you've been crabbing for the last 2 minutes.
You were the one who started
I didn't.
It. Yes, you did. You started talking about Boxer Day.
Well, it is Boxing Day.
It is Boxing Day.
But you are right about the Postal Service. So how about that? So we'll score one for Doug and one for Roberta, and now we're happy again.
The Queen of Sheep is going to bring us what sort of deals today, Roberta?
Oh, we have deals from the Body Shop and from Amazon and talking about holiday items, the Disney Store. all sorts of stuff. Right. Dr. Seuss, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have to be nice to you.
You have to be nice to me.
I'm told by people who influence me that it sounds sometimes like a... And it's all... It's part of it is...
Like the consultants.
Yeah, no, not the... Well, this is an unpaid consultant that I pay a lot of attention to. Jennifer, story that is good news from Las Vegas today about this cab driver who found something that he wasn't expecting in the back of his cab.
That's for sure. And not just any something, Dougie. This cab driver, Gerardo Gamboa, he pulls up to, I think it was the Bellagio Hotel. He's on a little run, and the doorman there opens the back door and finds this little paper sack. So he hands it over to Mr. Gamboa, who looks inside of it and thinks he's going to find some chocolate. Well, guess what it was?
Wasn't chocolate.
$300,000. It was in six bundles. So this is like my dream. Six bundles of $100 bills. Imagine that in this paper sack. This poor guy, I don't know how he's still standing. I might have passed out. But instead of taking it and running, like maybe some people would consider doing, he takes it back to his dispatcher at the company's main office, and it was turned over to the Las Vegas police, and they found out that it was a poker player who's unidentified. They won't say who it is, but I guess he's pretty well known. Who accidentally left it in this guy's cab. And so it's not... Now, hopefully this guy got some sort of bonus.
I wonder how much that happens in Las Vegas.
Right?
People walking around with bagfuls of cash like that.
Ooh. Isn't that crazy? I know. Just think about it. Yeah. Just a paper sack. Plain old paper sack. Yeah. But no word if he's going to get a little tip, but he should. I mean, that's really doing the right thing. $300,000, that's like the good angel, bad angel telling you, all right, what do we do?
Good.
Do we keep it or run?
The good angel wins when the bell rings. So that story is at DougSteffen.com today as well. The cab driver in Las Vegas with the $300,000 in cash in his cab. Surprise, 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 surprise. And the cab company was able to track down the owner.
Which is kind of crazy. The guy must have called because how random is it? You know? Hey, I left something in your cab. $300,000?
Yeah, right. Hello. See you next year. Adios. 14 past the hour.
To take it and run.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Roberta at DougSteffen.com. You've heard me talk a lot about Heart Factors Plus and why it's something that perhaps as a New Year's resolution, we'll take a different tact with this, you should resolve. It's the I therefore resolve. As of the beginning of the new year, I'm going to take better care of my heart, better care of my body. Better care starts with Heart Factors Plus. It's an all-natural formula boosting the nitric oxide level in your system so that blood gets carried to the teeniest capillary, furthest extent away from the heart. Get the blood out there into your heart, into your head, into your muscles, all through your body. And that's what Heart Factors Plus does. It's a wonderful complement to maybe some other things that you're doing, like exercising, that keep the blood moving and keep your body healthy. Heart Factors will absolutely work for you or your money back. What does it do? I'm telling you, it gets the blood everywhere. And that's why I'm on it. I like it. It really, frankly, has your eyes, for example, my eyes are suffering because I need more. The doctor looked at it and said, you need to have more blood in your eyes. You know, you don't even think about your eyes unless they're bloodshot as having blood in them. But that's how they get fed like everything else in your body. So get the blood everywhere. Healthier blood pressure, improved cardiovascular health. That's the result of using Heart Factors Plus. Call them now at 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today, and you'll get a new CoQ10 with fish oil supplement. Or trying Heart Factors Plus, you get two for the price of one. 800-577-8560. We all make New Year's resolutions, and most of us resolve to be in better health, hopefully at this time next year than we are this year. This is a great way to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and to deal with other things that your body needs for food. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get the CoQ10 and fish oil formula. It's called Heart Factors Plus. That's the main ingredient to a healthier circulatory system. 800-577-8560.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
All right, so the Queen of Sheba is brought to you, in fact, today by the folks at Kohl's. Countdown to New Year's going on at the Kohl's website. If you are interested in great things, I imagine there are going to be great deals today. Maybe the Queen of Cheap has a focus not only on Kohl's, but other department stores that are, as always is the case, going to make it easier for you to buy things today than they were 2 days ago. All right, so Roberta, what do we have?
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hot stuff in the old town today.
Let's start with a body shop. They have 50% off site-wide. That sale ends today, believe it or not. And we have the coupon codes for you at DougStephan.com. Now, Amazon has a whole bunch of coupon codes for you. We list them all at DougStephan.com. It's for all sorts of stuff on the Amazon site. Everything from, like, you know, 25% off to $1 off to $50 off to $75 off of all sorts of different items. Too many to list, but they're all there at Amazon.com.
I am going to be curious
what they are.
How Amazon's going to deal with all of the
hoopla. Yeah, Stephan.com. Stop interrupting, boss.
Oh,
holiday items off.
Pardon
this is my
me.
Favorite. This is my favorite time of year to go shopping for holiday stuff because
wow.
It's 50% off. And also the candies, all those red and green candies. And candy is the same, you know, whether or not it's red or green or, you know, the Easter pastel colors or what have you. They're all 50% off now at places like CVS and Walgreens. So run out there and buy your candy and buy your decorations for next year, especially like stuff like wrapping paper and ribbons are like practically giving them away. The Disney store is having their twice a year sale off of 40% off hundreds of items, all sorts of stuff for the kids and for the parents and for the house. Dr. Seuss books. You can get 5 Dr. Seuss books and a 2014 calendar shipped for only $5.95. This makes a great gift let's say you haven't traveled somewhere yet and you need a kid's gift. This is a great gift too. And Amazon wants to give you $5 through the 28th of December just for downloading their app. You get a $5 Amazon credit, and that's enough to buy, you know, some music maybe, some MP3s.
Or delivery of your stuff that you want before Christmas.
Would you stop with that delivery thing? It's not their fault.
I think it's important.
It's not their fault.
It is their fault if they put all their eggs in one basket and people don't get it. They're to be held responsible.
Their eggs aren't all in one basket. They had FedEx, they had UPS, they had the postal
service. And they all didn't deliver. None of them delivered on time. All right, there you go. Garr. 21 after, a good day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For Billy Joel fans and for people who are all wrapped around the New Year's Rockin' Eve performance, apparently after the ball drops at midnight on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, the piano man is going to serenade those who are watching the show at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. He's going to broadcast after midnight on Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve with Ryan. He said this ought to be one of our more memorable New Year's Eves. Miley Cyrus is going to be on at 11:40. That'll be memorable. And Billy Joel at 12:05. And maybe there's more of this information coming up in our television report. Jennifer, is that true or not?
He's doing a whole show New Year's Eve at the Barclays.
Yeah. Is that something that he's done? Does he do a New Year's Eve traditionally?
No, no. He's done a series of shows now, and this is the New Year's Eve one, and then he starts a series of shows at Madison Square Garden, one a month for a year.
And that was the thing he got paid. Was he getting paid $1 million a shot for it or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So
yeah.
Is he, like, if we think of New York musicians, is it Billy Joel? Is he the guy?
He's more Long Island than New York, I think, than New York City. But he's a Long Island guy.
When you think of New York musicians, he's the guy, I think, now.
Yeah. One of them, absolutely.
Really? I've never been a big, big fan. Some of his music has been okay. I noticed
that one, and I know you'll like it, too. In the Middle of the Night.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I go walking to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of poppy and fun.
Jen, I noticed that New Year's Rocking Eve is going to present a two-hour special on the 30 greatest women in music.
Who's going to be at the top of that list? Do we know?
Yeah, well, that would be an interesting bit of speculation. I don't know that they have published the list. I haven't seen it anywhere, unless I'm not looking in the right place. I kind of looked around for it. I don't know who the 30 greatest women. I mean, you'd have what from the
Madonna.
Earlier.
You'd have Madonna.
Well, yeah, for your era would be Madonna for sure. But you go back to maybe Ronnie Spector,
probably Donna Ross or Diana
women.
Ross. Listen to me.
Her too.
Her
Donna
too.
Summer
and her sister.
Yeah, right.
They got married. Donna Summer and Diana Ross.
Let's see if we can find that list, though. Okay.
Okay, I'll work on it.
That would be good to find. The essence of what else is going on. Notice that I have not talked about the Christmas Day violence over in Iraq and Afghanistan because I don't see that it adds anything to our day, other than many of our soldiers have been put in harm's way, especially in Afghanistan. They have no business being over there. I get so tired of going through all of that stuff. Charlie Sheen and his former wife, I don't get this. This guy
is
out of his mind again, whether he's on drugs again or whatever it is. He's been upset with his former wife, Denise Richards,
who's done everything for
him.
Took in his children that do not belong to her.
Yeah. If I eliminate this sort of thing from our discussion as well, does that serve people? Because I don't want to necessarily see
To play into it. Well, you know Charlie's off the rails again because all of his support staff has quit around him, his manager, people that have been with him for 20 years.
Oh, so he is off the rails.
It'll be coming up in the TV report again. But he tweeted, Denise and Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson should get married. Then he can practice the bestiality he hates.
Great. Huh.
I mean, this guy is just classless, low class. Ugh.
Right. All right. Also coming up in the television report, the top 10 greatest TV series of all time, according to TV Guide magazine. I'm looking at that list, and the number one item on the list I don't get, wouldn't agree with it in 100 years. I'm not going to give it away because I don't want to take the starch away from your report, Jen. But I would say if you're listening to that, when you hear the list, you'll go, huh? TV Guide thinks that's the number one show of all time? No. Not even close. All right, anything... Do we do the Phil Robertson stuff? I suppose that's all television news
right? That's okay, yeah.
And the Chick-fil-A part of that, Chick-fil-A, P-H-I-L. They want to have a Chick-fil-A day, but Chick-fil-A is staying as far away from it as possible, which is probably smart for them. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is it really all right to leave a pet alone all day? The answer is a resounding yes. An animal who has companionship 8 hours a day is very fortunate, but in many cases the person who is around doesn't pay that much attention to him anyway. Some people decide that they'll make up on the weekend for all the hours they neglected their dog or cat during the week. They overdose on exercise and play periods, and they think they're doing the pet a favor. But this just floods the animal and makes it even harder for him to spend lonely weekdays alone. It's similar to jogging 5 miles a day on the weekend because you can't do it all during the week. You can hurt yourself badly doing that, just as you can potentially harm your pet by condensing all his love and attention into a jam-packed days as much as you possibly can. Space it out. That is so important. So many people feel guilty because they have a latchkey pet. They're working so many hours. It's not the quantity of time you spend with your pet that's important, folks. It's the quality of time. So when you come up from work, get on your hands and knees, tell your cat how much you love him, and the rest of the evening, the two of you can enjoy together. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Program at 33 after the hour. Dudley with Jennifer and Roberta. Kenny is off today. Richie will be back sometime after the first of the year. So here we are focusing on the issues of the day, things that people are talking about other than Christmas and delivery and things, all things Duck Dynasty-ish. The Russians. Interesting couple of stories that may or may not affect you. I noticed some Russian scientists say Yasser Arafat died of natural causes. That flies in the face of the story that was around, what, a couple of weeks ago, that he was poisoned by radioactive plutonium. They say there's no indication that the Palestinian leader was poisoned by anything. That's what the Russians say. Can we trust the Russians? Who thinks we can? All those in favor, say aye.
Say da.
Da. A Russian passenger ship has become trapped in a remote area of the Antarctic, been stuck there for a couple of days. Why is a passenger ship in the Antarctic?
You mean like a cruise ship, like a sightseeing ship?
74 people are aboard the ship, Roberta. 53 of them are explorers and tourists, according to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. So the Antarctic is it's the South Pole, not the North Pole. And they're now trying to coordinate some kind of response to get an icebreaker in there. I'm looking at a picture. We ought to post this probably. The ship is 100 nautical miles east of the French Antarctic. The base there is Dumont d'Urville. All the people aboard spent Christmas Day trapped. There is, let's see, I'm looking at some of the people who have been identified. There are some Americans on this. And if you look, there's a very interesting, I always love these maps that give you a really strong idea of where they are. And you look at the southern part of the ocean. It's a funny, when you think about, this is just human nature, I guess. When you think about being on the Antarctic, people think of walking upside down.
Right. You know, you're upside down on the globe.
You're upside down.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. Don't you? Come on.
No, I don't.
It's downhill from New York if you're going to the Temple. try to get from there back up. It's tough. All uphill.
The other thing is imagine yourself in either up on the Arctic Circle or down the Antarctic and being around this cold. The average temperature this time of year is 32 to 34 degrees below zero.
Ah, piece of cake. Ooh.
And the wind factor is 140, 150 miles an hour.
I don't even know what that feels
like. How do you survive in that sort of reality? How do you, I think that's what they're worried about.
Like skin freezes in like 30 seconds or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything that's exposed freezes like that.
And cracks off?
Yeah.
Unless you're a penguin.
Right. And those poor things.
They're cute.
Right. They are.
And they're fine. They don't know any different.
From the, there were people who were talking about the violence yesterday in Afghanistan. One of the things that came about, this is pretty outrageous. I don't know what to do with this other than just sort of make the statement. There were guns that were taken by U.S. soldiers from the insurgents who either left or were killed. And 17 of the 30 guns that they got were made in America.
Oh.
The Taliban using guns made in America, made in China, in California, as a matter of fact.
Look, if they don't steal them, we give them to somebody, you know? Come on.
What do you mean by that?
We give guns to people all the time, to people that are considered to be our enemies.
Well,
it's no surprise that they'd fall into the hands of the
wrong
Taliban.
Hands. Right,
yeah.
That's what we've done in Syria. We've given a lot of weaponry.
We've armed rebels all over the place.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Silent night, dark night for people who are left without electricity because of the storms in the northern UP. The weather's been good over most of the 48 states the last couple, 3 days. It looks like it's going to be good for the next 4 or 5 days. In fact, a little cloudiness, maybe a little snow shower activity, Roberta, where you are and where I am. How do you feel? This is the end of the year now. We get to the point of people asking themselves, or I'm going to ask you point blank, how do you feel about 2013? How have you felt? There's a poll out, and there'll be tons of these, the big story of the year. What are you anticipating for 2014? I saw this headline this morning, Americans optimistic about 2014. Duh. Really? What do you want us to be negative about it? Oh, the world's going to fall apart. There are plenty of things to be concerned about, but I'm not so worried about that because we're still in 2013.
Yeah, and if you start the new year and you think it's going to be a terrible year, God love you.
Right.
You have to start the new year thinking it's going to be better than the one before, right?
46% of the respondents to this poll feel this year was about the same as it was last year and the year before.
Hmm.
Let's see, 20% say it was worse. 32% said it was better. And there are all kinds of indicators. How is your personal life? How is your financial health and well-being? How is your health in general? You know, those sorts of things are the questions are always asked.
This is a difficult year for me.
Job? How so?
I don't know. I just started the year having that weird, like, allergy thing that kind of got me out of left field.
Yeah.
My aunt was sick. It wasn't necessarily great for my personal relationship. It was just a tough year, I think. But it was a learning year, so it opted from the
optimist
side.
All right, so what's the most important thing you learned this past year, then?
I think that, because I know this is surprising, I tend to be a control freak, and I want everybody to, like, I want to fix people. And you can't really fix people, even though I want to. I do it from a place of love. It's not a place of arrogance. Like, I just want people around me, the people that I love, to be happy, and I want to try to help them get there.
But can I tell you something?
But you can't. You can't be invested in that. You have to start with yourself.
You do. You have to walk away from some of this stuff.
Yeah. I think that's what's I learned probably the most this year.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Roberta, what is the most important lesson you learned in 2013?
Go to bed earlier.
She's a genius, this one over here. I love that lesson.
I've heard that from a woman who's in my life. Got to get to bed earlier.
And oh, yeah.
And I think that that's true. And by the way, she was never really a late-night person anyway, but there are, especially when you get into the age where you are and the age where she is, the point of what happens to a woman's body that takes a whole lot out of it. And that was a discussion we were having, actually, was it yesterday or the day before, I don't remember, earlier this week, about what men don't really understand about women.
So many things.
But then I started asking, because she has animals and I have animals, mm-hmm. I wondered out loud whether cows and horses go through menopause. Like,
I don't know. You all have cows. You should know that.
Well, I don't
in
know.
A way, because your cows are only, they can only reproduce for so long, correct?
Yeah. Well, they stop, but it depends. Normally, we'll get 8 or 9 lactations out of a good, healthy cow, which would mean by the time the cow retired, she might be 12, 14, 15 years of age and have another 4 to 7 years worthwhile in her life. But I don't know what's going on with her system. At that point, this is an ignorant question, maybe. If you're in menopause, can you get pregnant?
Yes.
You can't.
Once you're done, though, once you're done with menopause, you usually cannot.
You should wait a couple of years.
Matthew, who's Megan's husband, told me a story yesterday. His mother apparently was told that she had early signs of uterine cancer, and she had not had any babies. So her husband and she worked quickly to have children, and they had three, bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Wow. Yep. And she then, as soon as she, when Matthew was born, she had a hysterectomy, never showed any signs. The cancer never got to a point of actually presenting itself. But, you know, a lot of people, and I, Megan and I, because we were talking about menopause, and I had forgotten that Tony, when she had breast cancer, part of what they told her she had to do is get is to have a hysterectomy. Because apparently all of that stuff that's going on in your system that is indicated by the menopause can take its toll on if there's any cancer in the system.
A lot of hormones.
Yeah, right, exactly. Woof. Don't we know that? 888-302.
Our best friend and our worst nightmare.
Okay, here's the statement from FedEx. Everybody ready?
About hormones?
About getting pregnant.
No, about the delivery. The fact is, this is FedEx statement on shipping delays. Quote, the fact is FedEx was projected to handle 275 million shipments.
Wow.
In the shortened holiday season. See, there it is. That's the word shortened. They're blaming it on the fact there was a week less between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year than there have been in recent years. And they operated with, they say, a very high service level, but still not enough time to get everything delivered.
Well, what about the people who order things last minute, Doug? Isn't it their fault, too, for waiting for the last minute?
You know what? Here's the thing with me. You know that I'm not interested in fixing the blame. I'm more interested in fixing the problem. And so I guess if you wait till the last minute, I mean, we were encouraging people, three or four different products that I advertised on Monday. We said, hey, order it today or get it tomorrow. Is that realistic now when you consider that the mail takes, I had a letter sent to me, a check, in fact, from a town outside of Albany on Monday. And it will take until either today or tomorrow for it to be delivered. Same thing is true with stuff. I mean, I used to get when my checks would come from New York, Roberta, overnight, 2 days. Now, it's very common for it to take 4 or 5 days to get from New York to where I am.
Really?
In suburban. Yeah. And so, you know, the whole system, perhaps, is just so complex. We're expecting so much. We've been led to expect the technology and the way they run their businesses will be perfect. They aren't perfect. And so, to give them their due, it might be that it's easy to take a shot at them, and I might sound like a jerk because I'm saying, look at what these guys did. Yeah, people's Christmas was spoiled. Roberta is right. Don't wait till the last minute, number one. You're responsible for that. And number two, are these people, well, are we expecting them to be like God?
Well,
do we expect them to be perfect? They aren't. It can't be. It's a system that's built on technology and whether automotive stuff works, trucks drive, if it's cold, there are problems with the fuel, all of those things.
But you're getting at the fact that they advertise that they can get it there, so they ought not advertise if they don't think that they can. But I actually do buy that excuse that Christmas, the season was so much shorter this year. It did sneak up on a lot of people because things, I mean, we just lost a week of what we normally would have to shop. I think it didn't sink in with a lot of people till it was too late.
Yeah, that may be. All right, so anyway, as we cover a number of things that are going on in your mind, most interested in how this year has been, as you look back on it, maybe a rhetorical question. Think about it as you go through your day today or the rest of the year before you get to 2014. Can you even say that? Think about how this year is. Think about what you have to be thankful for. Think about the good things. Come up with 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 things. I like to do this at the end of the day. What's gone right today and why did it go right? What's gone right for you this year and why did it go right? Good exercise. Think about it. 15 before the hour on Good Day. Television report up next on the Good Day program.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L 1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles, only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Ski jumping has always been one of the most thrilling extreme sports, but women have never been allowed to participate alongside their male counterparts at the highest level. After pushing for their rightful place on sport's biggest stage, the team will compete in Russia 2014. Female ski jumper Jessica Jerome comments,
"This is the first time that girls have been allowed to compete at that level, and when you meet people and you tell people that, they think about it and they say, you know what, you're right, but I never really realized it."
Although it's the first year the girls will be competing on the world stage, they're used to training hard and recovering effectively after tough workouts to get to the next workouts even stronger. Female ski jumper Abby Hughes talks about why she incorporates low-fat chocolate milk into her recovery.
Chocolate milk is great for that because it does have good protein. It does have good carbs that you need to have for your body to be rejuvenated and to actually gain something from your workout.
More than 20 studies now support the benefits of chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. For more info, visit gotchocolatemilk.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Must be from Boston Lager.
Ten Jen has the update on the, this is the day the 10 greatest television series of all time has been listed, at least according to TV Guide.
If I were creative, I would do this to song, but I'm not that good. So no. Here we go. TV Guide celebrating its 60th anniversary. They've compiled a list of the 60 greatest TV series of all time, and I think the list will surprise you. We won't bore you with all 60, but let's start at number 10. The Simpsons.
Number 10.
Thank you, big voice announcer.
Right, you can do this.
Yeah, the Simpsons are at number 10.
The Simpsons are at number 10. Okay.
Number nine. Okay, well, I'm just going to go through this. Breaking Bad. Number 8 is MASH. Number 7, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 6, The Wire. Really?
People
number 6 of all time, The Wire. Number 5, The Twilight Zone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, All in the Family.
Okay.
Number 3, I Love Lucy. Hello, that's clearly number 1. Number 2, Seinfeld. And number 1, The Sopranos.
All right, so both of the HBO shows, The Wire and The Sopranos, were well done, to be sure. What are they using as the criteria for this list of the greatest TV series of all time?
That's not clear, viewership. But it's put together by the editors. I think probably critical acclaim, viewership, longevity. I would imagine it's a combination.
The Sopranos is not the greatest television series.
No, it was great, but not great.
All right.
Also not great right now is Charlie Sheen. The manager who's been representing Charlie for 16 years has reportedly quit his job with the actor, as has his publicist. Think that's telling? This is according to The Hollywood Reporter this week. Both Mark Berg and Larry Solters, his publicist, notified Sheen last week that they were out. And I don't know. They said that they love Charlie. He's a great guy, but they're just looking for new opportunities, which means, hey, you're crazy. We got to go. Yeah. They're getting rid of that cash cow. All right. Glee News. Glee creator Ryan Murphy reveals in the new issue of Entertainment Weekly that he always knew how the Fox show would end and that the late Corey Monteith played a big part in it. He said, quote, "The ending of Glee is something I've never shared with anyone, but I always knew it. I've always relied on it as a source of comfort and North Star." And he read an excerpt from Murphy's eulogy for Corey, which he shared with the magazine as well. At the end of season 6, Leah Michelle's Rachel was going to become a big Broadway star, the role she was born to play. Finn was going to have become a teacher, settled down happily in Ohio, a piece of his choice, and there you go. Now, speaking of Leah Michelle, she reportedly wants a new job at the X Factor.
Huh. What about that? 51 after on Good Day.
For
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Money Pit time. Tom Kreitler is with us. Hopefully he had a Merry Christmas.
Very merry.
For a lot of things to do. Oh, I got to find out if you're going to put things together. Although your children are old enough so they don't need to have your children.
Yeah, that's true. My kids are doing the putting together these days.
Are they? All right. Tom is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and as such gets lots of questions. And then, as a result of lots of questions, he has lots of answers. Who would have thunk? So, some of your questions, some of the answers in a moment.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
So to save money, we're not flying to Grandma's, but I did build this robo-grandma. She even sings.
Fun.
Jingle bells, bells, bells.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Here's a better way to save at the Sears last-minute gift sale on now. Get 50% off sleepwear and robes for the family. Plus a diamond pendant for just $99.99. And you've earned them. Now claim them. Redeem your Shop Your Waypoints today at stores or Sears.com. Holiday a better way. Sears.
Sale is 12/24. Prices may vary. Exclusion applies to stores, Sears.com for details.
All right. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Radio Show is here. You can go to themoneypit.com for questions, answers. You can always call them at 888-MONEY-PIT and leave a question. They'll answer it. Always answers. Always questions. So, a lot of people at this time of year try to make things, build things. How much of a market is there for people who are building from scratch? I'm talking about maybe a chopping block or something, or a table, a chair. People who follow, they have these kits you can buy and put things together that way. How much of a factor is that in the marketing of things that get sold for Christmas?
Well, you know, I think that manufacturers today have become much more sophisticated about helping the do-it-yourselfer in terms of, you know, web material that they provide, videos that they provide. So they make it more possible than ever. And I think that's important because something that I've noticed, Doug, is that kids today, especially in high school, are receiving less and less training on the manual arts.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few shop classes anymore. You know, there's not too much home ec, all those sorts of classes where kids used to get the chance to try things that maybe they didn't do every day,
mm-hmm.
they've been eliminated because of budget cuts. So I think the fact that education is so much easier to deliver online these days, it makes it more possible for that information to get out there and folks to try things that they haven't tried before.
Isn't that swell? Good. That's nice. That's a good I think that's a good trend, frankly. Need more of that because it helps to create. That sort of thing helps to stimulate your brain. It really does. Building things like that is very good for your brain. All right. Here's one of our listeners named Ed who has a foyer and a kitchen. Let's see. The floor in his house is cold. And he wants to know whether insulation under the floor, I guess basically in the basement, would make it better.
You know, if you've got a finished basement or not, I never think that putting insulation in those ceiling joists of the basement is a bad idea. I don't see any downside to that. Let's say that you have a finished basement that's maybe has supplemental heat. A lot of folks have electric heat in the basement, maybe baseboard units or something of that nature. So that means you need a little bit less heat down there. But by the same token, you know, insulating that ceiling of the basement really is going to warm up that floor, which can make a difference in the morning. I will give you one tip, though, Ed, before you do that, and that is to take a look. If the ceiling is unfinished, we hope, take a look at the band joist. That's the joist around the outside edge of the house. And check that area for drafts. You can actually get up on a little step ladder, hold your hand up there, feel for drafts. If you feel them coming in those areas, get some expandable spray foam insulation, like Great Stuff or something like that. Seal those gaps. It's a common area for drafts, and after that's sealed in, then insulate those ceiling joists, and I think it will make a big difference on that floor.
Here is listener Sarah has a heating system, and when it goes on, it's a good thing most people have a heating system. I think that's hopefully a given.
We hope.
She hears a big metal banging.
Ah, yes.
And echoes all over the house. She had the system serviced. And she wonders, what the heck is going on? This is annoying. Of course,
yeah, you
bam,
know what that
bam,
is?
Bam. What is it?
You and I are old enough to remember the oil can sound, right?
Yes,
where you
right.
put your
yep.
finger into a can and it would make that pinging sound?
Yes, right.
That's exactly what this, because what happens is if the heating system comes on, the metal ducts expand. And if they're not supported properly, they pop. They expand and they sort of bang and they yeah. move and they swell. And they make that big banging sound, which is very disturbing because of the nature of the metal. It echoes throughout the entire house. So a little trick of the trade, if you can figure out where this is happening, just take a piece of wood, like a 1x2, lay it across the duct, and add a few screws through the wood into the duct. That will reinforce it enough to stop that expansion and that bang.
Huh. Great idea. Tom Kreitler. Check out MoneyPit.com through DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.